Is it possible that I've been exposed to some sort of form of energy healing and I'm not aware of it? Find out on this next podcast of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. If you are a regular listener, thank you for being on this journey with us. We love that you are one of our loyal followers. And if you're new to this podcast, welcome. And please go back and check out our previous podcast. You can go back and start on this series, which started in January of this year, 2021. Or you could go back for a few years and listen to over 300 podcasts that we have out there in our library.
This will be our 321st podcast.
There you go, 321. All right. So is it possible that you have been exposed to some form of energy healing practice or technique and you're just not aware of it because you didn't know that it was energy healing? Absolutely, it's possible, especially now in this age, and you know it's actually all around us, and a lot of us just don't know it. So first of all, let's back up a little bit, because on the previous two podcasts back, we started the discussion about energy healing, energy work, and you know, it's like, so what do you mean energy healing? I mean, what does that mean? So whether you realize it or not, you're not only physical, you're not only tissue and you know, you could feel yourself and you've got organs. I mean, you know, this is the physical body, okay? But there's also a spiritual component to our lives. There's mental, there's thought process, there's energetic, all right? I mean, your heart has an electrical conduction system and it creates beats. You know, those beats are partly electrical, all right? I mean, yes, there's some mechanical component to it because the heart is pumping, but it's like a completely electrical beat. Mm-hmm. Your neurologic system is very energetic. I mean, it conducts, you know, there's nerve conduction that occurs. All of that is electrical. I mean, we are very electrical. We are very energetic beings.
When we think about when the heart stops, what do they do?
Exactly.
They send shock.
They shock.
With electric. Right?
Absolutely.
And when your nerves are all messed up, you're feeling tingling. That's all like energy.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, you've walked into a room before where somebody was angry or angry at you, or they're upset at you for some reason. You can feel that energy, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we are all energy, and we're giving off energy. I mean, you can totally feel like, oh man, that guy's got really good vibe. That guy's got, mm-hmm. that girl's has really good energy. I just love that energy.
Or when you're in a room and it's really tense, you've heard the phrase, you can cut the air like a knife.
Exactly.
Like that's energy.
That's
like
exactly
that
right.
Feeling where it's really stuffy in here and it doesn't feel good. It's all energy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned two podcasts back, energy, you know, the art of energy healing, the whole art of just energetic medicine is ancient. I mean, ancient. It goes back for thousands of years to the Chinese, to the Indians. I mean, it goes back a long time, and you know, it definitely has history to it. So it's not like it's a new art form. It's definitely something that's been out there. It just hasn't been as embraced here in the Western civilization. However, that is changing. Things are changing, and
people are waking up.
Mm-hmm. And so in energy medicine, and this is going to be very simplistic, but basically the thought process is that our energy gets blocked, gets stagnant or stuck, okay? And as a result, can lead to physical symptoms and ailments and, diseases, okay? And some people may think of it as, well, that's a little bit woo-hoo type of things. I truly believe, and I believed it even before I started on this journey, in regards to my little lymph nodes that sent me a wake-up message, but now even more so. Now even more so. I mean, you could be eating the right food. You could be eating all greens. You could be exercising. You could be, doing your meditations, your worship, whatever your higher power is. You could be doing all of these things and getting rest and drinking plenty of water and getting plenty of sunshine, taking your vitamins. However, if your energy is blocked somewhere, okay, if you're holding negative energy from past trauma, from past things that have happened in your life that over the course of time have just built up, that could definitely hold you back from healing. And not only that, let's say that you are completely healthy and you have no issues, that could definitely predispose you to medical issues down the road.
Disease.
Uh-huh. That's
like,
right.
Like a super healthy person having a heart attack.
Exactly.
Or getting cancer, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because, there is a verse in the Bible, and I'm going to have to look it up. I can't quote it. I can't tell you exactly where it is. But there is a verse that talks about worry and stress being like a cancer in your body. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, that's wisdom from thousands of years ago, right? Okay? That comes from the Bible and it's in other books, but worry and stress. Okay? So worry and stress and negative stuff that's happened. And when I say trauma, I'm not talking about an accident, a car accident. I mean, yes, absolutely that plays into it, but I'm talking even about emotional trauma, like somebody said something to you or somebody looked at you and you took it wrong, and now you're harboring that, and you've been harboring that, something that Auntie Margaret or somebody said to you years ago, and you're harboring it and it just festers. It just festers. And so,
or it could be anything. It could be a divorce, it could be a death.
That's right.
It could be anything.
Loss of a job.
Yeah, that caused, usually when I'm doing wellness consults and we go back to a person's symptoms, a lot of times they can identify something that happened in their life in that moment that they would have never accredited to their illness.
Right.
And then I'm like, could that have caused? Yes, that could have caused it. Like, I was fine up until this one moment, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just, you don't realize how much those moments affect our body physically.
That's right.
Right? And how if we don't take care of those things and clear them out and handle them and deal with them, it's just going to sit there and get worse and worse and worse.
That's exactly right. So what are some of these energetic practices that are out there that maybe you've heard of? Well, I think we mentioned this one on two podcasts back, acupuncture. All right. Acupuncture, which stems to the ancient beliefs that we have these energy channels that run through us, and that by putting a needle, a little needle like the size of the hair, into these channels, these meridians is what they call them, that you can unblock certain blockages in those channels so that your energy will flow easier. Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, when I said that it's being embraced more by the Western civilization, I mean, there are some major university hospital systems, out there, some of the big names, Dukes and UCSF and, Mayo Clinic, that actually are using some of these energetic techniques to help their patients. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, specifically, I'm not sure exactly which one, but in my readings while I've been reading a lot about these things, you know, I've been excited to see that there are some major name university hospital systems that are using some of these. Okay, so you have acupuncture. There's something called acupressure, which doesn't use a needle, but the basically the premise is the same, where the pressure is being put at the meridians, okay? It's being placed at the meridians in hopes of unblocking the energy that may be blocked, okay? There's Reiki, all right? Reiki is another thing that is definitely out there. There's reflexology. And just recently in the last few years, I've seen like a boom of these foot reflexology places where you can go in and pay like $35 to have a massage. And basically what they're doing is some of these do a full body massage, but if we're talking specifically about foot reflexology, so there are points in your foot that are also points of entry to meridian channels that lead to different organs in your body that can help to unblock the energy if it's blocked in any of those areas, in those channels. And so foot reflexology, that's what it does.
It's crazy. The last time we had reflexology and the woman was working on my foot, I remember her hitting a certain spot and it hurt. You know, like she was massaging my whole foot and it all felt great and everything, but she hit this one spot. And I was like, ow, that really hurt. She's like, that's your liver. Like, so you could tell like where in your body something's blocked or maybe it's not working, at high capacity like it should. But it's like unbelievable, right? Just like the pressure points in the foot and how it can be related to an organ.
That's exactly right. Yeah. There's energy coaching. Okay. There are energy healers out there who do coaching, and they can do it. They can do it. Remotely.
Yeah.
Okay. It's amazing. It can be done remotely.
Yeah. Like the last energy session I had, she actually had me doing acupressure on a certain part of my body right here. She just had me push while she was doing her thing. Mm-hmm. So she's like, normally if you were with me, I would be doing this on you. You know, she goes, but you go ahead and do it on yourself and then I'll work on my end. So it's just really cool, right?
And actually, she actually on me did, she goes, I'm doing acupressure on you right now. I mean, this is remotely. Mm-hmm. This is remotely.
Yeah, she's in like Ohio.
Yeah.
We're in Arizona.
Exactly.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. There's something out there called tapping, which is a form of acupressure where you tap and certain areas where certain meridian channels start. And by doing that, you know, you are helping to clear out those channels. And also you're rewiring your brain, okay? Because when you tap, you're tapping to some of these negative things that have happened in your life. Like you can go back as deep as you want and you help to clear those out and then bring in the positive. So it doesn't mean, when I say clear, it doesn't mean that it's going to erase these things out of your system, okay? Those are memories that are never going to be erased. However, the way you react to it is what is being rewired in your brain, okay? Because up to this point, we all have this emotional trauma or baggage that we carry that when we think about it, causes us pain. Okay, there's certain things I can think of from my childhood that I feel it in my stomach. That's where I always feel it. Okay, some people feel it in their chest, they get chest pain. I mean, people feel it in different ways. Some people get headaches. And so the idea is to open up those channels, to get the blockages flowing and to rewire your brain and the way that you think of this so that you're not reacting, but you're getting a little bit more clear about, oh my goodness, that happened so long ago and this was about this, and it's in the way that you think of it as opposed to it continuing to cause you that pain in your heart and wherever you may feel it, in your stomach or, you know, headaches or however you feel it.
I think too, what you and I have processed is that it's really about the awareness.
Absolutely.
That it's even there, right? Like you don't even realize it's there. And once you're aware of it, you can catch it. Oh, there it is. Right. And then you can react differently.
That's
to it.
Right.
So it's teaching yourself how to be aware of what is happening chemically in your body when you're being addressed with these situations over and over again.
That's exactly right. So there are a plethora of different energy methods out there. I mean, I just touched on a few. I don't know if there's anything else.
The only other one I could think of is grounding.
Grounding.
It's a lot of work in grounding, getting your feet in the soil or in the grass, and just really connecting with the earth, which is so important for our health and our healing. That's one that I've been working on a lot because just based on things that I need, like I just need that time for myself. And so that's another great one.
That's right. So I hope that this has been useful information for you, and that you're starting to maybe think more broadly in regards to your health, or maybe a loved one's health, you know, a good friend or a family member. truly, it's addressing more than just the physical being, because we're more than just a physical being. We're energetic beings. We are spiritual. And so there are a lot of things to be addressed. And I think that all of those things go into play when you're talking about our health and our well-being.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we will catch you on our next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.